We say every day in Tefillah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Our Tefillin say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Malbim says, what does it mean, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? What's the multiple Lashon of Hashem's name over there? It says, Hashem is Midas Harachamim, Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. Hashem is the way Hashem represents himself or expresses is expressed in this world when he is using compassion, the midah of compassion. And Elokim is midah sadin, is the midah of judgment. And we end off Hashem Echad, that whether it is the expression of Ahava and Rachamim that we see, or whether it expresses itself as a midah of Elokeinu, of Din, Hashem Echad. It's all coming from the Zelba Eibishta, and it's all coming from that Eibishta that is Rachamim, that is Chesed. Kol ma da Ovid Rachmana, l'tav Ovid. Everything that Hashem is doing is for the good. We see linearly. We're not able to see the grand tapestry and what the purpose is and where this is headed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown his keiches and continues to show his keiches. And he can make this end in the most phenomenal way. And he can do whatever he wants, whether we can fathom it or not. And we continue to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize that he is speaking to us. There's a mashal said of B'Shem the Chavetz Chaim, that there was a Yid in a marketplace somewhere in Africa, imagine in the middle of Kenya, and he suddenly hears somebody get on a megaphone and say an announcement in Yiddish. What does he realize? He looks around the marketplace. There's not one person that speaks anything like Yiddish. He realizes that the person is talking to him. Chavetz Chaim said, wherever Hashem does something, he's talking in Yiddish. He's talking to us. It could be in China, it could be any place, in Iran, it could be in Italy, Israel, or here. He is talking to us. We need Siyata Deshmaya to know what he's saying, but he's talking to us. And it's the Zelba Eibishta that showed all the good, that expressed all the Hatava, that is doing this. And not only is it the same Eibishta that is doing it, but all of it, as the Malbim says, is coming from Hashem Echad, from that one Eibishta of Rachmanis, that one Eibishta of Hashem. It's a challenge for us to be Eivid Hashem B'Simcha, but that's really what the calling is. It's easier to serve Hashem B'Simcha when we have this grand Siyam on Maseches Brachos B'li Ayin Hara, or when you're at a Siyam Hashas, or when you're at a beautiful Chasana celebrating the Binyan of another Bayis Neman B'Yisrael. They're all great things and they're easy to be B'Simcha and serve Hashem B'Simcha in those situations. Or in a beautiful Purim that we just had days ago. But we have to serve Hashem B'Simcha in all circumstances, and we can. And it's not just an Aveda, it's the greatest gift we can give to ourselves, the greatest beneficiary of serving Hashem B'Simcha in such situations is ourselves. Because the more we are B'Simcha, the more we have the strength to make the proper judgments, to do the proper things, and daven to Hashem properly. Hashem wants us to serve Him B'Simcha. Ivdu es Hashem B'Simcha. That's what's in our tefillin. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But what's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Oy, have I been zeicha to see that over the past two days. You have people that I rarely hear from. I don't realize what your kesher is to Hashem and how spiritual you are and how ruchniistic you are. And one after another, people are saying how they can't live without going to davening. Today we had a davening on the phone, Biachidus, together, was a beautiful davening. We had more people than the regular minyan. And people just want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One after another, people are coming forth. Can they help somebody? And in our email, we sent out that if you need shopping done, please tell us. If there's some other type of help that you need or can give, please inform us. Mrs. Berner is being very helpful manning it. Certainly, Hashem is proud of all of this. How the pintel yid, or how the panemius of the yid, comes out. We don't run away from Hashem when he gives a clap. We run to him. We appreciate and we celebrate his greatness. And we should be able to do it besimcha and easily.